Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful week. Isn't God great? Amen. He is great all the time. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I want to thank the Lord for his many blessings. And as we get ready for prayer, let's remember all those text blasts we've got, all the prayer requests, those prayer requests in the prayer box, and also those that have been sent out. So if you have a need tonight or a prayer for the Lord, just show by raising your hand. He's each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we just love you. Lord, we thank you again for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name tonight. Dear Lord, as we come together, Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, we just want to worship you, praise you, and dear Lord, just be in service with you tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for those that are here with us, those that are watching online, dear Lord. And now as we go to you in prayer, Lord, you've seen the hands that were raised, and you know the depths of our heart, dear Lord. You know those prayer requests that haven't even been spoken. Dear Lord, we just ask you to touch each and every situation. Lord, we ask you to heal, Lord, to protect, to mend. Lord, we pray for those in nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, a special prayer goes out, dear Lord, for those that are the ones, the nurses, the doctors, dear Lord, our fire and rescue, police, army, military, all those that are in harm's way tonight, dear Lord, we just pray for each and every one of them. But, dear Lord, we pray also for our teens and our young people in their classes tonight. But we just give you all the honor and glory, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. While you're standing, turn to page 52. Jesus, hold my hand. Y'all all sing, if you will.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is a Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer to Lord each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Amen.
Jesus, hold my hand.
Blessed Jesus.
hand one more time.
Jesus, hold my hand. I need every eye. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy pride.
Be seated. Praise the Lord. Seeing that, and you kind of want to get up and shout and run, don't you? Knowing that Jesus, hold my hand. And I do. I always change the very last there. Instead of hope that you'll be there, I said, I know you'll be there. That's just my prayer. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offerings. I have one announcement. I want to invite each of y'all that we're going to have our quarterly business meeting this Friday night over in the Curtis Center at 7 p.m. So make plans to come. It's the 27th, be this Friday night on the 27th at 7 p.m. Be over in the Curtis Center. So make plans to. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Amazing Gracers are going to a movie Saturday afternoon. There's a sign-up sheet in the back, I believe, still. And was it at 3 o'clock? Sir? Me did 2:30 over there in Carrollton. Thank you. Praise God. Just want to make sure I don't have a note up here for me. Jim's guiding me, so thank you. Just make plans. And if you got any questions for it, just ask this evening. Thank you very much. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering?
Keep walking. I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so long. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seems so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord, because maybe probably a year ago, I wouldn't even be up in here, you know, just being out in the world and doing my own thing. And I thank God for my mother, because she said when I was born, she saw something different in my eyes. And she said, I know I got to protect this child. So as I grew up, like maybe in my toddler years, elementary school, I knew something was different, because I asked my mom, I said, why do we have to depend on the news or weatherman to tell us when the weather's going to be like from a groundhog? And she just knew, she was like, something is really, really different about me. But just to come out and say that, she just knew. So as I grew up, we grew up Baptist, and one day my mom different language, and her whole life is changed. I'm like, what's wrong with this lady? You know, so yeah, been going to a holiness church and got saved. And so after that, she started. So when I got in high school, I got real rebellious, and just stopped just doing what I wanted to do. And that wasn't really too disrespectful. I wasn't disrespectful, but I just wanted to do my own thing. And so I would wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning. I was like, why am I awake? But she had put a drenched me with anointing oil. And to this day, I was like, oh my God, I just appreciate that, from not give God the glory first. Amen. You know, and so as I got older and graduated and went on my own, I would start singing. I've always been able to sing, and singing in different groups around Atlanta and Douglasville, and doing backup for certain artists. And so, but I felt funny singing in the choir or doing backup for God when I was still nightclubs, I was still doing drugs, and just doing different kind of stuff, and I just felt really, really, really convicted about it. And so I finally made up my mind, I said, I'm going to stop singing, because I just feel uncomfortable being up in a group, in a professional group singing for God, and still doing things that I know that's not right. That's not goes that say that I'm better than anybody or anything like that, but I just felt, God just convicted me. So last year, and I just like to tell this testimony, my mom, if I went somewhere, because I used to say, Mom, is something wrong with you too? And I would, back when we had when cell phones first got started, and I would go somewhere, and she would call me, and before, this is God, honest truth, before I went somewhere I know I didn't have no business being, I would get a phone call from her. And she would say, God just told me, you better not go in there. And I'd be like, what is she talking about? And just shoot, and I wouldn't go, I was that scared. And I wouldn't go, but it would come to find out something could have happened or something did happen that I didn't have no business being up in there. So anyway, moving forward, last year, and I'm not ashamed to tell it, because it could help somebody's children, I was doing cocaine and just drinking all through the night. And finally, I just felt so convicted. I just started crying. And I just went downstairs, and I said, you know what? I have a problem. I said, it needs to be addressed. And you know, she would say, okay, let's pray. We prayed. And do you know, since April of last year, I just asked God to take cocaine out of my life. Just take it out. I have not had the urge or anything like that to go for it. And so I felt good about that. I rededicated my life even before I came to see you guys. And then, so as the year went on down, I said, you know what? I can't stop here. Let me quit smoking cigarettes. So I smoked my last cigarette. It was August the 8th. And then I was like, I got to do more than that. Let me quit. Can't smoke no more weed. I quit smoking my weed on July the 4th. July the 4th. And then I even asked God, I said, God, I know you made me who I am, but can you please take homosexuality out of my life? I know if this is only my life. I can't tell nobody else what to do. But it's not right. You know, and I always said that to myself. I can't speak for nobody else, but I got to go for what I convinced. I was like, God, just take that away from me, too. So the urge has that be taken away, too. And I had to separate myself from different but you got to separate yourself. So when I did all that, that's when the storm came.
Glory.
July the 25th, I started itching all over my body. And I was wondering, why am I itching all over my body like this? And so I asked my mom, she's a nurse, and I said, you think it's withdrawal? She was like, no. So then it started getting to my soles of my feet and my hands. And I was like, so I looked it up. It was my liver, either liver or kidney. And so the antihistamines didn't work. The Benadryl didn't work. At first, I thought, well, maybe I was allergic to something. So finally, I went to the emergency room. And so they said I had jaundice in the eyes. They haven't even noticed my eyes. And then they put me in the hospital for like 2 days. And I just cried. I was scared because, you know, with your liver, you think you're about to die and all this. So they ended up removing my gallbladder the third time I went to the hospital. Did all that, and then, so I was still coming to church with you guys and just trying to stay focused and read my Bible and come to church. And so finally, after three MRIs, when nothing showing up, and so I feel much better. I had my eyes looked like the Grinch stole Christmas, and I really started crying when I saw that, but I was like, I know it's going to get better. But anyway, they called maybe 2 weeks ago and said that I had a cyst on my pancreas, and they diagnosed me chronic pancreatitis. So I have to watch what I eat and everything like that, but the pain is not as bad as it was, but I still can kind of just feel it. But I think God, through those times, I think God allowed all that sickness to, not because I really was sick, but he wanted to see, was I still going to trust in him? Was I still going to continue to go to church? Was I still going to be to pray and not turn back and get distracted or anything like that? But I just thank God. And so, going back to this, a group I used to sing with, his name was Kevin Lemons, and it was called Higher Calling. They're still singing, making records, and recording and everything like that. But I stopped because I was doing what I was doing. But he always told, he said, you always keep it real with me. He said, that's what I like about you. And I told him, I just can't sing right now. But anyway, he passed of a sudden heart attack maybe 2 weeks ago. And it hurt me so bad because I was just going to go back and start back singing with them. But it's a song that we had recorded that I wanted to sing with you guys in honor of him and everything like that. And I just appreciate it. If I can give an award to y'all for the best church in the world, y'all are so nice and everything. So here we go. We need oil. Oil of the Lord. We need your oil. Oil of the Lord. We need your oil. Let your oil fill this place. We need the oil. Oil of the Lord. We need oil. Oil of the Lord, we need the oil. Oil of the Lord, we need the oil. Let your oil fill this place, we need the oil. Oil of the Lord.
We need your glory, the glory of the Lord. We need your glory, glory of the Lord. We need your glory. Let your glory fill this place. We need thee, glory, glory of the Lord. We need your spirit to fall fresh on us. We need your spirit, yes, Lord. Your spirit of the Lord, we need your spirit. Let your spirit fill this place. We need the spirit of the Lord. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Simeon. That was a blessed and anointed song and a wonderful, wonderful testimony. You know, the confession of the heart that moves God. Man. And to all of us have a testimony of where God brought us from. Isn't that wonderful that God doesn't hold our past against us when we come to Him with a broken, contrite spirit, a repentive heart? As Penny prepares to sing, I just would like, if it's okay, not to put a damper on the service by no means whatsoever, but I do want to just kind of update you on Mother's condition. Mother is getting very, very weak, and hospice is basically not giving her anything by mouth as of yesterday. So they're just giving her some comforting meds and just kind of give a little bit of thickened water or tea, basically with a sponge. So they've assured me that she's not in any pain. She doesn't seem to be any discomfort. Her vital signs are fairly good, but she is getting weaker and weaker. And I just ask you to just pray for her comfort. And we know that we know where she's going, and we know that she's going to be in a better place. But just right now, just pray for her comfort. He's a shepherd of my valley.
Y'all sing with me, because my voice is like, you know.
I'll try to hit it.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen, with arms folded round me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when my tears flow like a river and my burdens are high as a mountain, and when the ones I've counted on have led me down? That's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? What would I do without Jesus, shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't. without Jesus, what could I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus, what could I do?
Couldn't make it without Jesus. God bless you. Brother Jim's going to be preaching for us tonight. He's been on an anniversary retreat, and he's all rested up and fired up and ready to go. So we're going to put him to work tonight. So Brother Jim, come take your liberty in the Lord and preach what God has laid upon your heart. Everybody say, Lord bless it.
Oh, praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Thank God for His love, His mercy, and His loving kindness that He always say, and for the testimonies of what God is doing and how great He is when we give Him everything that we've got. I don't know about y'all, but when we can tell the Lord, I've got a problem, I need help, this is all. And usually, in my case, I need to turn it over to Him a lot quicker. But normally, and I just give God the glory. It's so good to have y'all with us tonight. It's an honor to be able to stand up here. I have to admit, yes, we had a great little getaway and had a good week and a good life and a good marriage. So, Elaine, I'll say something about it in just a minute. But I want to read some scripture this evening. I want to ask you to turn to Ephesians 4. Very familiar scripture we're going to read, but I want to take it from a different angle. And I want to thank God for His preparation and for His love. Ephesians 4, and we're going to just read two verses right now, 23 and 24. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. Say amen when you get there, please. Amen, amen. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let me read that one more time. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm going to read that one more time before we pray. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord just to bless His word tonight and bless His message? For the Word of God, praise the Lord. As we swap over mics here, you know, I just want to use this scripture to start with. We're going to, if you want to stay with four or keep it, you know, your Bible open, we're going to go a little bit further into that verse. But as Paul wrote, and in my Bible it talks about unity through various gifts. If you read 4, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And there are other things that it gives to gifts of ministry, excuse me. And he goes in depth. But as he talks this individual, and let me kind of go back and talk about this, because there's a word in here that we says, and be renewed. And I could stop right there, and God's already answered that prayer. And as Brother Eddie said, Elaine and I had a getaway. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary, and I guess, well, I told her I wanted to celebrate it all year. And I'm so very blessed. I've bragged about it. I've made a point while we were up in Pigeon Forge. If the opportunity came, I was telling somebody that we're celebrating our anniversary, and we got a lot of, nobody said it to me, but they always said to Elaine, there's no way you've been married 50 years. But for some reason, when they looked at me, they didn't say that. I don't know why. But I'd always say, well, I robbed the cradle. That's an old phrase, but it's still the truth. But I just thank God for His love for us and for so many things. But I want to get into the scripture because it says, and be renewed. And I'm going to be honest with you. Elaine and I, to me, it seemed like it took a long time for the anniversary to get here. I wanted to do something special. You know, I'd love to put her on a plane with us, go on a plane, not just her. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Put us on a plane and go to some, you know, exotic somewhere and all. But, you know, but financially, we're wanting to slow down one day. And I want her to quit working full time as soon as we can. But we were just talking about our marriage. And I know for those of you that see me on Facebook, I'd posted some pictures from our the book that we had our wedding pictures in. And it brought back so many memories, even to a point we would be talking about. I'd say, well, who is this? Oh, that's so-and-so. And who is this? Because I've got to admit, Brother Eddie talked about getting nervous before his wedding the other day. And I was so excited because I was overseas. And I didn't have to worry a bit about the wedding, any plans or anything. I was just told what to wear and when to be there pretty much. Elaine was the one that dealt with her mom and my mom because I was overseas. And then the week that we were getting married, a big snowstorm came in at the end of 72 into 73. And all the power was out at the church, and I made it to Miami coming back. I'd been in Nicaragua working the earthquake with a disaster team, and then I made it to Panama, then back to Miami. And the planes were stopped. And we were just talking about all this and all the memories and all the things. But, you know, we were, as we talked, there was always the good stuff that popped up, always the special times, not the times that I put my foot in my mouth or that I requested, could I have a redo button? Can I change the way I said that? Or when things would happen in our life. You know, we've got children and grandchildren. There's been a lot going on. But when I first got married, I wasn't as close to God as I am now. And I'm not saying I wasn't a Christian, but I'm going to say I wasn't walking the walk that I should be walking. But as we look back at all of our blessings and everything, but I would love to go back, not only because of 50 years, there are things you would do differently, I think, because I was planning on staying in the military, but if I'd have retired like we were planning, I probably wouldn't know anybody here. I don't know where I would be. God worked out every decision that we made and put it to where we are today. And as I read that word and it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, I feel like, and it happened Sunday morning before the service started, the choir was singing and we were doing the pre-songs. I'd already come up here, and I think I went back to sit down during the choir song. And in my mind, I just kept hearing basically that I'm thirsty, that I wanted to just a refreshing, just a change. I want to create something in my mind, and I know I can only do it through God. And I actually wrote down the word renew. And the title of our message tonight is Renew in Me. And as I started, I don't do word finds and Scrabble and Boggles and all that like Elaine and the kids do. It's good she had kids because she would have never had anybody play a game with her. I'm not a big gamer. But as we talk about things, and I just want to start afresh. Not that I'm excited about another 50 years. I mean, I'm really looking forward. What can we do? If we were married that long, I'd have to do better than just a trip to the mountains. But I was talking to God and that refreshing and that renewing. So I did a word search. And then, but this is before Brother Eddie asked me if I had something for tonight. But I put in the word renew and started looking at, you know how you can look at a word as a noun or a vowel or all the different fancy stuff that I can't even say. But there was a place in here where it says renew in me. And I'm just going to read a couple right now. And I'll probably hit on a few as we go through. And it says to make like new, restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. To restore to freshness, your vigor, or your perfection. To make new spiritually, it says regenerate. And as I was sitting there Sunday morning and the Lord was giving me that desire in my personal walk. And I know it was the Holy Ghost talking to me. And I believe, and I know in this walk, it's time for me just to tighten up and to go renewed. But I'm approaching it in a different direction than I would before. I've asked God to forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for all the faults through these years of marriage. Forgive me through all the times I've stumbled. But you know, I think about it. He's already forgiven me. He's already picked me up. He's already kept his hand of protection on Elaine and I. Yes, there's still problems. Yes, there's still things we face. Yes, there's health issues. There's family issues. There's things that we struggle with. But as I think about this walk that we have and I look at this word, And I just prayed and I prayed and prayed, and I was reading scripture today, and I'm not a fast reader, and my eyes aren't as strong as they used to be. And I know for some of y'all that look at me, you can tell one eye is doing kind of what it wants to, depending on which eye wants to that day. It's not a particular one. But as I read this, and it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man. And that's the direction I'm going in. I'm preaching to y'all because it's a Wednesday night service. And, you know, we talk about revival, we talk about fire, we talk about the Holy Spirit. We hear wonderful testimonies of where God has taken someone from where they were to where they are today. Not that the struggles are gone, not that the desires are completely gone, but through every day, our mercies are new each day, and God loves us, and He's going to carry us through. We've got to take this, and that's what I'm telling you about tonight. When I pray, and Brian, my new prayer is renewing me, Lord. Let me be the man that you want me to be. You know, as far as teaching Sunday school, as far as being in the ministry, as far as being a help to, you know, to my wife and to my family, to each and every one of you, I want each and every one of you to pray for me, but I'm also going to pray for you. Because it's going to be a great reunion when we get to heaven. And I can see all this, a congregation right here, plus many more that's not able to be with us tonight. We're going to be shouting and running and probably bumping into each other because we want to see Jesus. And we're going to be going shoulder to shoulder. There won't be any pain. There's not going to be any walkers or assisted that we need. We're going to be running in there and celebrate. But to do that, we have to renew in our spirit, renew in our life, and renew everything that we do. I know this sounds more like a New Year's type thing. You're talking about a new year where people are doing, you know, making plans for the year, and I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to do this and that, or I'm going to get closer to God. I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to pray more. But the truth is, we need to be renewed. And when I took these words, and please forgive me, I'm jumping around because my heart is just pounding right now. It says to make new, to restore, to freshness. That's what God can do for us. Brother, that's what you just testified. God can tell you, there's a date that you can call on for the rest of your life, that I stopped cocaine, I stopped smoking, I stopped everything else. Each and every one of us should remember the date that we were saved. And if there's any doubt in our heart that if we go to sleep tonight, that we, and the Lord calls us home, that we won't enter into the pearly gates into heaven, we need to hit this altar right now. Or wherever you're sitting, you need to call out to Jesus and say, Lord, I've messed it up. I can't do anymore. I need you in my life. And this renewal that we're facing right now, these words, listen to this. To restore me implies a return to the original state after depletion or loss. In my marriage, 50 years. Elaine and I were cutting up. We were at a Krispy Kreme. Can y'all imagine that I would go to Krispy Kreme? We were at a Krispy Kreme, and we were cutting up. And I mean, I was enjoying it. I was kind of the center of attention, and I like that, especially to her. And all of a sudden, she said, I like you like this. I wish you'd do it more. See, that's what I used to do. I used to walk into the house singing a song. You know, I was an overtime hound. You know, my job, if anybody said there's overtime, I took it. I was number three or four on the seniority list. And so the poor guys below me, they didn't have a chance. Now, I worked a lot, but I knew we needed it to get where we're going to. Now, you couldn't look at what we got now and say, well, man, you must have really done well, because we have done well, and God's blessed us. But we've also enjoyed spending it. And we love our kids, and we love to do things with them, and we've always done that. But getting back to this, restore in me implies a return to the original state. Now, I'm not talking about my sinner state. I'm talking about the day that I dropped with my knees with Miss Smith was her name. I don't remember her first name. We were in a Sunday school class with an old fold-out wooden chair. I'm telling you how old I am. And we prayed and prayed, and we both cried right there, and we both hugged. We both were so excited, and I couldn't wait to get upstairs to tell Mom and Dad that I accepted Jesus into my life. That's the state I want today. I don't want to be that doldrum person that somebody says, you know, I like that the way you used to be. And Elaine, you don't even know you said it probably, but I know it. And I want to be the man that I used to be, but that means also my walk with God. I want that renewing. I want that refreshment. There's another word, renovate. Suggest a renewing by cleansing, repairing, and rebuilding. God, renovate me. Take the things out of my life that I've been struggling with. Take the things out of my mind that pop in there. Take these situations out. Renew in me the glory that I felt the day of salvation, or when I received the Holy Ghost, or the day when I was, I'm sorry, I'm jumping around, y'all forgive me. But when I was ordained here at First Pentecostal, and there were a few of us men that were done that day, I wrote down in a journal, and I went back and read the front of that journal. And there's a lot of empty things I haven't done yet that I wrote down to the Lord. Those were my words. God, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I'm not saying that He's ever left me alone, but I'm saying I'm the one that struggled. I'm the one that let life get in the way. I'm one that let overtime get in the way, or extra jobs, or the things that I've done. I want that renewing in me from Christ. And as He says here, and it even gives you things, if you read the rest of this, and I ask them, I gave them the verses, and they're not going to be able to keep up with me. But it says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man. And that's a new woman. That's you. Paul wrote, and he's talking to the Ephesians, and he's saying, now is the time to put on the Spirit of the Lord. No matter what's going on in this world today, it doesn't matter. Tax time, it doesn't matter. Anything else, it doesn't matter. If the government goes crazy, God's going to take care of us. And that's the faith that we have to have. But listen to this one, though. He's blunt. And I wish I could, I need to be this blunt, not to hurt people, but to be a minister that can tell the truth. And it says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. He's talking about the members of Christ, the church. And it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That would work well with wedding counseling also in these words. And it says, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Not only is he working for himself and his family, but that he would have something to give to those that are needy, the hungry, the naked, the lost, the orphans, the widowers, to be able to provide assistance in each and every situation. If you go through this, there's so many things. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use for edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Nothing bad out of my mouth, but just tell you, Jesus loves you. Let you know, what do you need? We need to know that God loves us, that He created this earth for us, and that He did not have any intentions for any of us to go to hell. His plans were for every one of us to join Him for eternity. That's why He gave us Jesus, right? Jesus, our love. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And I read that one. I'll read it again. But that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And listen to this one. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't blaspheme. Don't give God. Don't ever do anything but praise Him and worship Him. It said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Think about that. You know, I know there's a lot of naysayers. There are a lot of those that just seem to can't be happy. I don't want to be one of those people. I want to be able to praise God in every word that I say. I want to be in my job and the way I drive a vehicle and the way I walk into a store. I want to be the one that just loves the Lord and just lets folks know that they're loved by Jesus. But listen, that's a mouthful. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. When I ask God to renew in me, and that renewing and that regenerate, to revive, to rebuild. It says to make extensive changes. To do it again, to repeat. Lord, I want to be that child of God that I was. I want to be the husband that I was. I want to be the father that I was. I want to be the grandfather that you want me to be. Lord, I want to be the man of God, if yours, your child, and I just want to seek Him in everything that I do. When I ask Him to renew, and I'm going to be honest with you, last week was not me just being a whole drum while we were out of town. I had to work, and I'm not complaining, but I got most of it done in a few hours each day, and Miss Elaine's, you know, fixing breakfast, and we ate good and enjoyed every minute of it. But I just, as I thought about it, and we rode around, and we just talked, and I just thank God that we have each other, because I couldn't remember half the stuff she remembered. You know, I kept asking, who did this, what's that, and even about the wedding. There were things about the wedding. When I got, like I said, when I was in Miami, that ice storm had hit. It was on Sunday night before we got married the next Sunday, I think it was. Back then, and for you young folks, you had to have a marriage license. You had to have a blood test. So I got my blood test in Panama, and then they had the earthquake, so I was gone. I had to figure out how to get all that done. But, you know, we got it done, and Elaine was so upset because I was in Miami, and they weren't letting any flights into Atlanta. And I told her, I said, I'll get there. I said, I have to go get a train. I'd already checked. What does it take? And I'd called Dad, and he said, they didn't have any money either. He says, I don't know what we can do, but we're going to get you here. He said, that girl's not going to be stood up. And I said, I know that. And I prayed. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't, but Mom and Dad prayed. But I wasn't where I should be. And I know other people prayed, and everything worked out, and they got us on the plane, and we flew in. I was probably, just a few of us were the ones that landed here in the ice storm, and I had on penny loafers, the light khaki pants, and a short sleeve button-up shirt. Yeah, that's how we dressed then. And the little lady on the plane said, do you have a jacket, sir? And I said, oh, no. I just came in from, you know, Central America. But I had that joy, and I knew. But if I could, I just want to tell God that I want to be the man you want me to be. I want to be rebuilt. I want to replenish, to grant or obtain extension. And then it talks about renew, restore, refresh, renovate, rejuvenate. Can you imagine? But it's, and then another word that I love, and I underlined it, is to refresh. Implies to supply. It implies the supplying of something necessary to restore lost strength or any lost power, and the renewing and cleansing and repairing. I never knew that just this word that put in my heart Sunday morning, I even wrote it down on a little scratch paper in my Bible. I had to find it. When Brother Eddie asked me, I knew there was a message there, but it was like it is now. I feel like it's just, you know, we haven't synced it all together, but God is. And I hope y'all heard my heart. I hope y'all hearing the Word of God. Because what Paul's saying here in these writings is so powerful. And if y'all could flip over to, if anybody wants to Romans 12:2. Very, very, very. It's been highlighted with little notes all around my Bible. This is my old Bible. I had this one started here, but it's got bigger words. But listen to this one. And these words are for me. And I hope they're for you too. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewed. Where are you tonight? Are you in that mode of renovation? Are you letting the Lord speak to you? Are you listening to Him? When He says, that's really not where I want you. That's not where. And He's not going to hee-haw around like I do. He's going to say, I don't want you there. That's not for you. Turn the channel. Turn off the radio. It's disturbing your mind. It's influencing you in situations you shouldn't be. Get back into my Word. Be the child of God that you were the day you gave your life to me. Don't let this worldly stuff take us away from our time with the Lord. Find a devotional time. My mind jumps. Y'all have to forgive me. If I can't turn off everything in the house so I can read and have the tension. But God knows what I need. He gives me those times. It may mean He wakes me up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I wonder, why am I getting up? And then when I go in there, and the Bible's sitting there, and I take a minute. I may just read a little bit or read my devotional. It pops up on your phone, and thank the Lord for that kind of technology. And then it opens up your heart, and you say, what does that mean? A chance to pray, a chance to talk. But this word's for y'all as much as it is for me, and I hope it is, because if you renew your mind and you let the Lord just get back in there, there's a time we all need to hit our knees and say, Lord, I've done as much as I can. I've either messed it up as much as I can, or I've tried to fix it on my own, but it can't be done without you. He is the only way we're going to heaven. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be honest with you. All this came together last week even more. I mean, I've been working on things. I've been trying. But, you know, when you get to a point like I am, I realize now I was blaming myself completely, which it is my fault. I choose. I have that free will. But there's struggles that I have personally. And God has, he can take it piece by piece, or he can fix it all at one time. It's up to him. But if I let him rebuild me, if I let him give me that refreshing, just that quenching, cool drink of water or that fresh air, if I let him resume in me or rebuild from me or regenerate or revive, those words are so strong. And it's no difference than we do when we pray in the new year, or we pray and there's a revival, we have a visiting minister, or our pastor puts it on, and they're preaching fire and brimstone, and we realize that there is a heaven and a hell, that we have a choice, and that choice is either to follow Jesus Christ or not to follow Jesus Christ. That is our choice. So as we ask God to renew in us, and this may be the special occasion that you can use this and say, you know, today is a good day. But if you don't do anything but just ask the Lord, am I where you want me to be? We have a wonderful church. If you have faith, and you know, to have faith in the Lord, and I love reading about the disciples and the way Jesus ministered, but I think of Nicodemus, and when, I think, I may be wrong on the name, but I'm pretty sure it is. When he came to the Lord at night, and wanted to ask him. When he came to the Lord at night and couldn't even talk to him in front of folks, and he was ready to give his life to the Lord, and he says, you just got to give it all up and follow me. He all invited him. You know, each and every one of you invited right now. I don't know your walk. I know that what I see, we see your fruits. But I'm not saying we're not struggling with something on the inside, and I'm not calling anybody out tonight. This message was for me, but God's allowing me to share it with you. Time for us to stand up for Jesus and to give him our all, so we can be that praying mama that drops oil on our children or on our Lord, or we can hit the altar, or we can pray with each other over sickness and over strife. We can, as even as we get older and things hurt more and things get, as this struggle gets harder and harder, it feels like sometimes, you know, the old joints going up down the stairs. Well, y'all are too young to know that. We get a little harder to get up and down the steps or whatever. But God's still with us. He loves us. And as we gather together tonight and pray for Miss Kate and for Brother Eddie and his family and her family, and for those of us that I can remember when we came, and most of y'all know her more than that, but she was still playing the organ up here when we started a church. But we know God's there, and it's the same walk we have to do. We all have to make the same choices. And I want the Lord to renew in me, and I'm going to read 12 again. Beautiful. And be not conformed to this world. And that's perfect in itself. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what it is that's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renew in me, Lord. That's my prayer. And if anybody doesn't have anything to pray for this week, pray for me. Pray for Miss Elaine. She's the one that keeps me straight. I love y'all. And I know this is a little different for Wednesday night. I know there's folks going, what's it? You know, it's not a revival night, but it is for me. And if y'all hear me shouting and running, then you know it's the Lord. But I just love God, and I love y'all. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to close now because I don't really have any more. But there's so many things that I think about revival. I think about fire. I think about us gathering together, and it doesn't have to special occasion. You know, you could be the spark. You could be the little bit of piece of kindling that's put on those sparks where the Lord is, where that fire is, and those flames start up and get a whole fire going in this church house or at your house or at your job. And that's what we got to do. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I know there's times he's picked me up, brushed me back off, and put me on the right path again. But that's who I am. I'm a child of God. I love y'all. If y'all will, just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Eddie. But I want you to know that I'm not Brother Eddie. I'm not Brother Tony, Brother Chris, or any of those. I am myself. And however the Lord uses me, I want to be that willing vessel. But I want you to know that I'm here for anybody that needs it. Anybody ever needs prayer, anybody needs to call me. But this is a praying church. Let's continue to pray. And as we get, and if anybody tonight needs prayer, I'm going to let you know this altar is open now. Come on up if you need prayer for anything. And it doesn't have to be. Nobody's going to doubt you. Nobody's going to say, oh, look at that person's suffering. That's not what we're saying. It's nobody's business but the Lord. He already knows when you come up here. Praise God. If y'all would just close your eyes and bow your head, please. If there's anyone that needs prayer tonight, just show with the raising of your hand. God sees each and every one. We'll be praying with you. Praise God. Love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Praise God. Brother Eddie. Give the God the glory. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. God's good, isn't it? Amen. Renew me. What a wonderful message. A beautiful, beautiful thought. Renew me. I've got to say that, Brother Jim, as you was preaching that, in my mind, I was envisioning. You'll be able to give me just a moment here. I was envisioning a piece of furniture, one that had been handed down probably generation after generation after generation, and probably painted two or three times, scuff marks, turned over, you know, scratches where the kids done it, and painted two or three different colors. You all know what I'm talking about, different furniture that you've seen. Probably ended up in a yard sale or some kind of thrift store or something, and probably nobody wants it, probably rattling like that, until some person sees into that what originally was. And that person who is good with woodwork takes that same piece of furniture. And first thing he does is take all that old paint off, the paint that's not original. And he finds a pure grain there, a beautiful grain, one that it was intended to be. And he sends it all down, gets all the scratch marks out of it, and he revarnishes it and covers it over and makes it fresh. He refreshes it, he renovates it, and turns it new. And that's what the Lord does to us, because over the years we put a lot of stuff on, you know, not so much material stuff, but contraband, spiritual contraband. And God just is able to remove all of that, and in its place he puts that original part. Amen. That's what we're concerned about as the soul of man. Brother Jim, I think it was an outstanding message. I loved that. It was really, really good and well brought out, and thank God for that. I pray that same prayer, Lord, renew me. You know, David said, create within me a clean heart. Amen. If everybody would pray that prayer for themselves, we'd have a lot of clean hearts, wouldn't we? God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. If no one needs prayer tonight, then we'll be dismissed with this prayer. Remember, those who are sick, many are afflicted and still need a touch from the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we've been blessed tonight. We're so thankful, God, for your Spirit. Thankful for those who've gathered here tonight. God, for the wonderful word that we've heard tonight. Let us take it to heart, God, and know that we can be renewed in your Spirit, God, and we not need to be conformed to this world. Father, I pray that you would touch each and every one of us, lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path that you would have us to go. Father, we do remember those who are suffering tonight. Many are sick and afflicted, and we pray, God, you would reach out and touch them and anoint them and heal them. Now then, just go with us, Lord, and keep us safe until we meet again or until you call us home. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Don't forget about Friday night.